Chapter 19. He had his eyes closed. He didn't see us staring at him in shock from the doorway. He had his suit jacket off. His tie was loosened. Perched on top of the egg, he leaned his back against the wall. His hands were clasped in his lap. The egg was twice as big as the one in Mrs. Hardesty's attic. "Wow," Dwayne whispered, shaking his head. "He's hatching eggs too. Do you believe it?" "Let's get out of here," I whispered. Daisy, Dwayne, and I turned to leave, but our path was blocked. The snarling monsters had followed us inside. Snapping their jaws, drooling, they pushed into the small living room. They knocked over tables and chairs and tore the carpet with their sharp claws. As I stared in horror, they squeezed closer, forcing us back into the TV room.
"We're trapped," Daisy whispered. "We can't get out. They're gonna crush us," Dwayne cried. "Crush us and then eat us."
I turned back to Mr. Wong. How could he sleep through this?
"We have no choice. We have to run through the monsters," I said. "No other way out."
But before we could move, I heard the front door slam. A few seconds later, Mrs. Hardesty stepped into the room. She carried a platter heaped high with scrambled eggs. Mrs. H. had a big smile on her face as she entered, but it faded instantly when she saw the room full of monsters. Her mouth dropped open in an O of shock, and she nearly dropped the egg platter. The monsters forgot about us and turned to greet her. Daisy, Dwayne, and I scrunched down and hid behind the monsters. They began jumping up and down with excitement and making shrill crying noises. But she wasn't happy to see them.
"How did you escape?" she cried. "Who let you out?"
And then she shouted to the sleeping principal,
"Commander Zanx, wake up!"
Behind us, on top of his egg, Mr. Wong blinked a few times.
"Commander, what is happening here?" Mrs. Hardesty shouted. "My babies! My babies have escaped!"
Daisy, Dwayne, and I exchanged glances. So Mr. Wong was Commander Zanx.
"My babies! My babies!" Mrs. Hardesty cried. "How did you get over here?"
Daisy, Dwayne, and I tried to scrunch down even more, but it didn't take long for Mrs. Hardesty to spot us. Her pale face darkened. Her eyes narrowed.
"You!" she screamed. "You evil kids let them out!"
Behind us, Mr. Wong shook himself awake.
"What is happening here?" he called. "Hyborg, is that you?"
Balancing the egg platter in one hand, Mrs. Hardesty pointed to her monsters.
"Attack those kids!"
she ordered them in a deep growl. My heart skipped a beat. I glanced around quickly. How to escape? Mr. Wong behind us, Mrs. Hardesty and the monsters in front of us. It didn't look good.
"Attack those kids!"
Mrs. Hardesty screamed.
"Protect the commander! I order you to attack!"
The monsters tossed back their heads and roared. The noise shook the room. I felt weak, trapped, nowhere to move. Snapping their jaws, rolling their eyes wildly, they came for us.